Pugerty.
Hey, Ben Lawrence, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
All right, I was just checking to see if I'm recording, and I'm not.
Get on that.
Hey, Ben!
Hey,
Ben Lawrence, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good. So, a lot has happened. Every single time we call each other, a lot has happened. But the thing that just happened that I've heard about is that the protections for transgendered students got reversed or revoked or something?
Lifted. Repealed. Yeah, something like that. Which is funny because someone just posted a tweet from 45, which is what we're calling him these days, I guess.
Yes.
And where he basically said, LGBT people, your rights will be protected under me, unlike Hillary Clinton, who wants to take away your rights. So,
yeah,
something that is not actually surprising to hear anymore. Him being hypocritical like that. Or just flat out lying.
So the thing I was thinking about was this, right? And I think that you and I will maybe have experienced the same thing. I don't know. Did you go to a public high school?
I did go to a public high school.
Okay. There was a thing when I was in public high school, and you and I went to high school around the same times.
Yeah.
Called dressing out for gym. Dressing out or whatever.
Yeah.
Where you had to change out of your school clothes and change into your PE clothes.
Right.
You know, shorts and whatever. And then whenever you were done with PE, you would change back into your regular clothes.
Right.
And they wanted people to take showers in between the two things.
Right.
And I never did.
Right.
Never once did I take a shower. I had PE at the end. I put the PE at the end so that when I was done, I could just go home.
Yeah. I'm surprised.
I was still encouraged to. The teachers were like, hey, aren't you going to take a shower? You know, whatever. But
right.
For whatever reason, I made it through without any problems. I didn't really shower in front of anyone until I was in basic training in the Air Force.
you can't really put basic training at the end of the day in the Air Force, so you can just go home.
Right,
and
exactly. It's pretty much your whole eternity for
a
while.
I'm actually surprised that you had that much control over your schedule. We didn't. We were given our schedules for the school year, and we had to deal with that.
They were pretty good as far as that goes. But the main thing is, this is my point. I hated it. Hated dressing out for gym. Hated, I still had to be in the locker room and I still had to change. And yeah. I had a way that I would change where I would never be, you know, the whole never nude thing,
right?
That was in Arrested Development.
Yeah.
David Cross. I had a way to change where I would never be unclothed. I could put on a t-shirt and take the t-shirt off from underneath a long sleeve shirt.
That's hardcore, man.
It's a skill that I have. But here's the thing. It sucked. I hated it, even though, you know, I was still doing it that way. So I can only imagine what a drag and a living heck it must be to having to go through that, you know, not as a, you know, cisgendered white guy, but as a trans kid.
Yeah.
How horrible that situation
must be.
Well,
I'm not sure. See, your experience in high school PE mirrors mine somewhat. There was one year one semester, I think we changed halfway through the year, but there was one semester where I had PE first period, which was terrible. And they did not require us to shower after PE. We did have to have separate PE clothes, which we kept in our lockers. We were not required to shower after PE, but it was strongly encouraged, and I never did. And I was actually fortunate enough, or I guess, you know, unfortunate enough, that I was not, I was a bit of a late bloomer, so I didn't actually smell all that bad when I was in high school.
That's true.
And but we were required to take a shower after swimming, because we did have a pool at the school, and we had to, after swimming. But here's what I did.
Well, actually, town I live in has a school. Sorry, go ahead. I was going to say fancy, but this high school that's in the town that I'm in does have a pool now. I didn't then, but I went to high school now, I'd have one.
Right.
So you're not as fancy as you think you are. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
My high school has a fancy new auditorium, which they did not have when I was a kid. When I was in school, we had to do our school plays in the commons area, which is, you know, the cafeteria. But anyway, we did have to shower after swimming, and I and a bunch of other friends and classmates kept our swim trunks on while we showered. Some didn't. I did, and not ashamed of that. But here's another thing. I don't know how I couldn't possibly imagine what it's like for transgendered kids in high school going through this. I would like to believe that they would get a PE exemption. Now, in my school, if you were in, say, band, you did not have to go to PE.
Yeah. And so maybe even if, you know, it might be one of those things where they'd work around it. They'd say, why don't you join band?
If they're progressive enough, they would offer these transgendered students private changing rooms.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's one of the things that so the reason I bring it up is because a lot of times when people talk about, well, you know, I wouldn't want a boy in my daughter's locker room.
Yeah. Right?
That's how they term it. I want them to think about the reverse of being a transgendered kid in a locker room full of boys. Just put yourself in that situation and you realize, you know, it's complicated no matter what.
Right.
You know? And so I think thinking of protections for that student is very important.
Yeah. I mean, high school is just stressful and terrible already. Even under the best of circumstances.
Exactly. The other thing is, I mean, I'm not going to give that much personal information because this is someone that I met. I don't know them much, but when I met them, they were going through a problem where they weren't out at work as far as, you know, their gender goes.
Yeah.
Like everyone at work thought that they were one gender. They were a gender fluid person who would go back and forth between different genders depending on, you know, their thoughts at the time and things.
Would this switch on a daily basis, or was this more of a
stages
evolution
sort of thing? Like,
okay,
different. I mean, you know, it wouldn't be so much a daily thing as you know, just I'm at this point in my life now, that sort of
okay.
thing. But I do know that they would switch back and forth every once in a while. But the thing was that they got, they were going through a stressful time at that time because they were planning on quitting their job. It was a good job. They had it for a while.
Yeah.
But the job had a whitewater rafting trip that was mandatory. You had to go to it.
That is so weird.
And it involved staying in a communal house or cabin.
Yeah.
Just everybody hanging out together. And this person was really uncomfortable because they're like, you know, I don't want to have to explain myself to them.
Right.
You know, that's not what I'm here for. That's not what. And I can only imagine if you had that issue with coworkers who you were on pretty good terms with, Imagine having to deal with that kind of thing with a bunch of high school students.
Yeah. I mean,
every time I think about it, it just,
you'd like to believe that, high school students are the worst of the worst, but adults can be pretty terrible too.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah, of course.
And that reminds that mandatory whitewater, rafting trip reminds me of the line from, 30 Rock. Ain't no party like a Liz Lemon party, because a Liz Lemon party is mandatory.
Yeah, I like that too. And then the other thing that I forgot to mention, that I just read, there is a good chance, and this is going to not affect you necessarily, Ben, but maybe some friends of yours or, you know, neighbors, what have you. The Department of Justice is thinking about enforcing federal law in states that have voted for the recreational use of marijuana. That is correct.
I did see that. I did see that. The White House. The White House likes to control everything, What am I trying to say? The White House believes in states' rights only when it comes to discrimination.
Yes. The great thing about this, or the fun thing, is that a lot of these cities are kind of also sanctuary cities, I want to say. At least a few of them.
Yeah, well,
you know, the ones who are...
It's mostly progressive cities who have, or states that have enabled recreational pot use to begin with.
And so now it is time for Paul Goody's two crazy theories or hypotheses.
All right.
Number one, Ben.
Yes, sir.
Number one, the housing prices going up, right?
Yeah.
Is an attempt to make it so that poor people are priced out of the huge cities, thus allowing the voting in those cities to change. I'm not saying that all poor people vote blue. I'm saying that a lot of poor people vote blue.
Are you saying
blue means Democratic, Betty?
Are you saying?
Am I saying
that Seattle's rising housing market is a Republican conspiracy?
I'm not saying it's a Republican conspiracy. I'm saying that it's a conspiracy of some kind or another by somebody. I don't know who, Ben. Who knows?
All right, so that's one hypothesis.
That's number one. Number two doesn't have anything to do with that, but it's a pretty good one, I think. And that's it. Zombie movies, right?
Oh, I did see Pago mention this on the Twitter. Yeah.
Yeah. My puppet, Pago. At least not my puppet. He's a puppet that I know. He often thinks about the same things I do.
Oddly enough,
and in this case. If you think of Night of the Living Dead, right?
Yeah.
Which I would say arguably is the most popular early zombie film.
It is it's the first zombie film.
Right. It wasn't people getting infected and then dying and then coming back as zombies, right? It was people who were in graves rising up as zombies. Dead people rising as zombies.
Right.
And then later on, I mean, now it's pretty much standard that the zombie movie is about some sort of virus. If you get bit by a zombie, you get turned into a zombie, you know, and there's always that trope of the person who gets infected and they're hiding the fact that they're infected and everybody finds out about it and that, you
right.
know. And then also the noble person who gets bit by a zombie and locks himself away and kills themselves or do whatever,
yeah.
right? So my thought on this, and I mentioned this to Pago, and Pago then, you know, took the idea as his own because that's how it works. The idea that this is training people for how to deal with a plague. The idea that once somebody becomes sick and infected, they are no longer human.
Right.
That they are a threat to the herd, and the best thing to do would be for them to off themselves somewhere.
And if you are, and also, if you are a sympathetic sympathizer to the plague, i.e. the person in the zombie film who's like, there's still a person inside there, we must be polite, treat them as human, they're on the wrong side of history, my friend, and they get killed. Yeah.
And then also, of course, if you're sick and you're hiding the fact that you're sick, you're endangering everybody.
Right.
This trope goes on and on, you know, throughout all these different movies. And my thought is basically that it's the plan is in place so that if ever there is a mass epidemic, it's going to feed on these things that we've been watching for a really long time. You know, I think I might have mentioned this the last time, too. I've been thinking a lot about it.
About what?
No health care, right? So you're sick. And then the government opens up these clinics that you go to if you're sick. And the clinics are, you know, of course, away from the general population. You get bussed there. It's everything that you see about, you know, concentration camps or whatever, but it's under the guise of treating people who are sick, and therefore nobody says anything about it.
Hmm.
Or people say things about it, but, you know, it's the same thing. You know, are you hiding any of the infected here? It allows you to completely, you're not restricted to race or gender or socioeconomic class or any of that kind of stuff. It's a wonderful method of instilling control in places.
I had the same thought a number of years ago, not about zombie films, but about films about aliens and space. And
yes.
It felt like the proliferation of alien movies. And I'm not talking about like Alien, but the Xenomorphs, but you know, movies where aliens live among us was a government ploy to get the populace used to the aliens, because the government knew that aliens were coming.
Oh, Ben, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
You are 100% correct. It just so happened that at the last minute the government chickened out. And now we are at where we're at.
Yeah. Hey, how about those new planets they found, huh?
Yeah, huh? When are we going, Ben? When are we... Wait, they're how far away? Doesn't matter. Put me on the ship.
Get me off this rock.
I got a question, Ben.
Oh, geez, don't do that.
What'd I call you?
It sounds Bennett? Like you called me Betty.
Oh, no, that didn't happen. Play the tape. So, no, never mind, babe. Sorry, I'm eating a cookie. This is a protein cookie made entirely with vital wheat gluten in the microwave. It's as good as you might think.
It doesn't sound very good at all, actually.
I'm worried that I might break off a tooth. We'll see.
and then, in which case, it will be a terrible cookie if it broke a tooth.
Would you, Ben, go on a generation ship?
A generation ship?
Yeah, the idea that you would not make it.
But my offspring would.
To the new planet, but your great-great-grandkids would.
Oh, great-great-grandkids. Well, it all depends
on... I mean, it's light years away, Ben.
It all depends on what kind of amenities they have on this ship. How many people are there... I don't know. That also puts a lot of pressure on having kids, and I don't really want to have that pressure. So I guess my answer to you is no, sir. I would not go on a generation ship because I don't want children. And so I would probably not be allowed on the generation ship.
They'd be like, this is what I'm worried about as far as generation ships go. You get on the generation ship, they're like, no, you don't have to have kids. And then as soon as they take off, they're like, you're totally having kids, dude. And you're like, why are you talking like a stoner? Shut up, man. 45 can't get us up here. Let's light it up. You know, that's a possibility that you would be on a planet, on a generation ship with a whole bunch of stoners.
Well, how else are you going to pass the time?
Exactly. Well, I know how I would pass the time.
We ran out of DVDs after the first
month.
Study
and prayer, Ben. That's all you need. So, yeah. Anything else going on with you? How are things in Seattle?
We shot the first night in the comic book store for the latest episode of The Panel Jumper last night at Comics Dungeon. I had Batman fighting a couple of cosplayers, so that was fun. We had our Batman run down the street
Who's Batman?
Batman.
Play Batman.
I'm not actually allowed to say. He wants to go uncredited.
What?
Yeah. Well, you know, he's a proper actor, and so he wants to be.
Oh,
uncredited.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that
because,
makes sense.
Because we are not paying him, and so his agent would probably not be too thrilled. Anyway, but we.
Oh well. So check that out.
We had our
panel jumper.
We had our Batman run down the street, and so all the people in the bar that's a couple doors down from the comic book store were obviously paying attention. Even when we were filming inside the store and we had our Batman, people would stop and look inside. So we drew a crowd. We didn't draw a crowd.
Is the costume a rental?
No, the costume.
Or did you give it to Batman?
The costume was actually a... we borrowed it from somebody who made it himself. And it's a Tim Burton, Michael Keaton Batman.
Nice.
So it's the black suit, but it's got the yellow utility belt, the yellow emblem on the chest. But it's the
that's what I like to see.
It's the three-pronged bat symbol. It's not the five-pronged bat symbol that you sometimes see Michael Keaton wearing.
I'd have to see it to understand what.
Yeah, there's so in the bat signal and in the bat symbol, right? You've got the two wings on either side, and at the bottom they kind of go up and then come back down in a triangle in the center as like the tail. Well, a couple of the Michael Keaton bat symbols have two extra points on the tail.
Gotcha. Okay.
And it just looks weird.
Oh, hey, speaking about that, I've got a horn.
You got a horn? Is it something you have to see your doctor about?
Well, I'm thinking I might have to see the doctor eventually. It's definitely coming out of my skull. It is probably a millimeter in length, though. So, like, you can't really see it, but you can feel it underneath the skin.
Seriously, you're growing a horn?
Uh-huh.
What part of your head?
I don't know what to do about it. But, it's there. For sure.
I don't know. Control the underworld?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's only one, so it could be that I'm a unicorn.
Where is it?
On my forehead.
On your forehead.
Above
or below the hairline.
It's a little offset. It's a little offset from the center. It's about
above or below your hairline.
Below.
Okay.
It's about maybe 2 inches above the start of my right eyebrow. So it's almost in the center.
I'm feeling my forehead. I think everybody who's listening is feeling their forehead in case this is just a new thing humans are doing, and that's growing horns.
Hey, it's possible. I'm a trendsetter.
Yeah, man. Can't wait for all those movies about the horned people that the government produces to get non-horned people used to them, cohabitating.
I mean, if you think about it, Ben, right? Hollywood movies, all that.
Yeah.
Movies, TV shows. It's all there to get us psychologically ready for stuff, I think.
Yeah. Complacent.
Why wouldn't it be? Yeah. Well, or you know, you have a character that's a certain type of character, and all of a sudden you're ready to like them.
Yeah.
This is why the whole thing about Russians controlling 45 is such an easy thing for people to get behind. We've said this before because people have been trained since, you know, they were kids to look at Russia as being like super at spies and stuff like that.
Right.
I mean, look at, what should you call it? The Americans. Right?
The Americans. Is that a TV show?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, Ben. The Americans. It's a great TV show.
I've never seen it. I love it.
It's about Russian spies who were living in the United States in the 1980s.
Ah.
It's one of those things where you start rooting for the Russians. You're like, yes, I want them to succeed. No, they're not. They're Russians. That can't be good. You know, that sort of thing.
Right, right. Sort of like we're
totally
Americans are the bad guys.
Yeah.
Or they just they're like the humans in Westworld, where you start rooting for the robots because humans are just terrible.
Armistice, by the way.
Armistice, that's right.
Yeah.
That was a lady's name. For those of you who are listening, like 2 weeks ago. Or last week.
Yeah, for those of you who are like, yeah, it was last week. For those of you who are binging. So what I'm doing now is that cookie that's rock hard. I'm soaking it in root beer.
Why don't you microwave it? Make it soft.
It doesn't work that way. It's a totally different chemical compound.
You mean vital wheat gluten does not get soft when it heats up?
It does, but then it gets hard again right away.
Well, you just got to be quick.
Oh, my God. But then it would happen in my stomach, man.
Oh, God. Well, yeah, you're eating it anyway. I mean, something's gonna happen in your stomach.
I guess you're right. But oh, that's helping.
Yeah.
Yeah, Betty. Betty's talking to me. Hold on. What is it, Betty? Say again. What country do we live in? County. Madison County. I thought that she was making a political commentary.
We live in we did live in the United States of America. I don't know what country we live in now. Some sort of totalitarian dictatorship.
It's still the United States of America, Ben.
Comrade.
It always has been.
The U.S. is a has-been.
If you're like me, and who isn't, most people, if you're a paranoid guy, this is kind of great, because
everybody's look behind
saying
you.
Stuff that you've been saying the whole time. They're like, well, I can't believe this, you know, they're going to take away this and do this, and it's like, yes, now you see.
Right.
But it's because beforehand, people didn't think so.
I've been screaming about that wolf that's been coming for years. It's finally here.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
All right, this is working out great.
It's a wolf of a different color sometimes, but wolf nonetheless.
So, right now, what's working out great for Vital Wheat Gluten for me is I mix it with barbecue sauce. And then I heat it until it becomes this mass. And then I cut into strips. And then I put more barbecue sauce on it. It tastes pretty good.
You have the weirdest diet.
For this lunch, cookie idea that I...
For lunch today, yes. I had an apple, a couple pieces of cheese. Hey, apple wasn't very good,
actually.
I had
an apple, too. You and I aren't so different, Ben.
What else did I have? Did you just hang up on me? Oh, no, I'm getting a call.
No. You're getting another call?
I'm getting a call. Hang on, I'm gonna answer it.
Who's it from?
This is Ben.
Or can't you say? Ben is answering another call. Must be someone important.
I am.
So while we're waiting, I'm gonna talk to Betty for a little bit. Hey, Betty, how's it going?
Great.
Ben's on another call. So he stopped talking to me.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Thanks.
How have you been today?
All right.
I've been good.
Bay, what is the video game that you've been playing lately? Yeah.
That sounds good.
Overwatch.
Do you like it?
Bye.
My new favorite.
never did. All right.
Hey, sorry about that.
It is.
Okay. Ben's back now.
I'm suddenly Yoda.
We loaned some curtains here at Annex to a company, and they need to return them. So I'm probably going to get another call, and I will have to go leave and retrieve these curtains during our call. Or I can go tell, if anybody's here, I can go tell them to go take care of the curtains. Because I think Chris was here earlier. So,
Chris
Lear, our technical director here at Annex.
Wow, I don't even know him.
Yeah.
See, this is how far out of the loop I am now.
I know, you've been gone for like 2.5 years.
2.5 years, can you believe it?
Was it October of 2014? 2015?
2014, that's
2014?
Right.
2014, okay.
2014. It'll be 3 years in October.
In October, 3 years, yeah. So there's probably a lot of people around the theater these days that you don't know, and who don't know you.
That's right. Well, Ben, I don't know about that. I mean, people probably still talk about me all the time.
Well, right? Actually, we do have some copies of your book, both of your books, on the shelf in the lounge.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
Yeah. So you can buy them for $2.
$2?
Well, see, here's the thing. Steven already bought them.
So no, that's...
You've already been paid.
I was saying for the people that were who are listening, $2, that's a bargain is what I was going to say.
It is a bargain.
And you should totally go do it.
And you are not taking money away from the author. You are actually contributing money to the theater.
That is right. I wholly endorse this practice.
All right.
The other thing is that the only person who listens... that I know of, who isn't actively romantically involved with one of us, is right. Stephen McCandless,
right?
The man who bought the book in the first place.
Oh, actually, so, Blair no longer listens.
Dang it. I don't think Jennifer does either. Hey, Stephen, go buy your book. Why don't you?
Yeah.
What you gonna do, though?
I don't know.
Really, we...
it's not really...
We do our best.
Yeah, well, this isn't really for anybody else.
No, I was thinking about this actually today. This is for us, and it's great. I think it's great. Eventually, though, there's going to be someone who's a Goody Lawrence super fan, probably a member of Improv Anywhere, who's, like, doing an assignment.
Yeah.
But they're not going to believe how many hours of footage that they're going to have. Oh, the other thing is, and I'm serious about this.
Yeah.
Eventually, someone is going to be making AIs of both you and me using these tapes.
Yeah. In fact, there was an episode.
Don't you think?
There was an episode of Black Mirror where this company resurrected this gal's dead boyfriend and recreated his personality based on all of his social media posts. So they're gonna be doing the same thing for this podcast. And you know, actually, I think of this podcast as sort of like a commentary on podcasts.
Mm.
Right? We are highlighting how absurd it is that just two white dudes record their conversation for an hour and expect people to listen.
Right, exactly. Who would? Not me.
Not me. I don't even listen to this one. In fact,
now I do listen to Hello from the Magic Tower. Wait, I don't listen to this one either, Ben. I'm serious about this. This is something I didn't think about, but we get done with this. I send it to you.
Yeah.
And then you burn it and you put it up. Neither of us really listen to it after it's done.
Yeah,
it really is.
I used to listen to them. I used to listen to all of them, but I've stopped doing that because who's got that kind of time? And
right, exactly.
Basically, when I put it on the website, I just write a one sentence summary. Today, I'll probably say something like, "Today, Paul and Ben talk about the troubles of transgendered students in the high school locker rooms and other things."
Right. Oh man, and Ben! I just had a really sad thought.
Ben takes a phone call. Yes. What's your sad thought?
I'm gonna have to say it. I didn't want to say it, but I'm gonna have to. Whenever one of us dies,
oh God,
the other one is gonna listen to all of these.
Oh, boy.
And be like, oh, man.
Oh, it'll
were
be
we
like,
ever that young?
It'll be like a game. It'll be like, you know, each one of us has to outlive the other one because we've promised that whoever is... one of us has to die first because we promised that whoever lives has to listen to all of our shows.
Exactly. So we're racing to die before the other one.
But no cheating.
I'm eating chips right now, Ben.
I guess that can be.
I'm eating potato chips.
Cheating.
I'm killing my health. Oh, wait.
Are you having some sort of crisis here?
Did you hear my daughter?
I did not. What did she say? What?
She said, Dad, are you having some sort of crisis here?
Yes. Some sort of existential crisis.
We talk about Betty making, like, leaps, like, intellectual jumps. Like, she gets smarter at certain times.
Yeah.
Jennifer and I have talked about
it's
this.
Not a it's not a gradual thing? It's a... Well, probably...
No, like, she'll be kind of at the same level, and then she'll sort of jump up a little bit.
Okay.
Like, Betty...
In fifth grade, now we're learning about PEMDAS. Whoever you're...
You're learning about what?
PEMDAS, whatever, if any of you people out there who are listening to this that are, like, math magicians, do you know what that is?
Okay, so that's what's happening there.
I can't wait to hear what you said.
You'll just have to not listen to the episode and never find out. But the main thing is that she really does... go through these things, and she's gone through another one just now, just recently. And she'll say things that I think are like kind of great.
Like
I came home today, and this is what she was doing. Hi, Betty. How are you? Oh, I'm doing okay, Betty. Are you talking to yourself, Betty? Why, yes, I am, Betty. And why is that, Betty? Because I'm an only child and don't have any siblings. Oh, well, that's good, Betty. I suppose it is. And I started laughing. She's like, oh, no, Betty, we've killed our father.
What?
Yeah, that kind of stuff. It's great.
That
she's,
sounds great.
She's pretty smart. Yeah. Although, I got to say, I don't always feel that smart these days. I'm getting better at it. But
getting better at
it. Yeah, I'm going to get better at thinking that I'm smart. That's exactly correct. Because I am having these meetings that happen at 6 a.m. So I'm getting up at 5 a.m. to go to them.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm sorry. The meetings don't actually happen at 6 a.m. They happen at 7 a.m. But in order to get ready for the meeting, I have to be at work at 6 a.m.
Still, though.
And then
it's like PE in the first period.
Yeah, I know, right? And then they also make me change clothes at work. Full circle!
You gotta have your meeting clothes.
Oh, jeez. Actually, you know, and this is true. I do have a suit and whatever you call it. What do you call those things that you wear?
A tie?
And a tie, yeah. And a shirt. I have all those things at the office just in case someone fancy comes. I can quick change into them.
Do you often get fancy people at work?
I do. Yes. Fancy being get paid more and have more power than I do.
Right. So
there are lots of them.
Quite a lot of people then, yeah.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry, but not my coworkers.
Ah.
People from other places. So it's pretty cool. I'm eating Oreo Thins now. Ben, what do you think about Oreo Thins? Good idea?
Are they... them for me. Are they Oreos with less filling? Are they low calorie?
Well, they are Oreos with less filling, but they also have less cookie. Basically what it is...
It's a small Oreo.
Take a regular Oreo and cut everything in half. Right? So they're not smaller in... diameter, they're smaller in thickness.
Oh, I see. How do they... well, see, here's the thing. It's probably... It's marketed as sort of like a less... You eat less per serving, so it's they're more healthy.
Right.
But five you end up eating more.
Well, I don't end up eating more, Ben.
No, yes, you do.
Okay, hold on.
You're eating them now.
I'll be right back. No. But, one thing Betty and I were talking about, video games.
Yeah.
While you were on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
We got Overwatch.
Overwatch.
I've been playing that.
Heard of it.
Betty says it's the best game ever.
Oh, is it?
Did you ever see Team Fortress?
No.
Well, or Team Fortress 2? Ben, what about this? You didn't hear Team Fortress 1. What about the sequel of it?
Did you hear that? The sequel. Yes, of course. I did hear about that. I know of it. I've never played it. I don't know anything about it.
I haven't seen Slaughterhouse 1 through 4. No, so the...
Or Fahrenheit the base... 1 through 450.
Yeah, I know. Wow, this is supposed to be a pretty good series. Oh, man, and don't even get me started on that. I hope Harrison Ford is alive long enough to film Indy 500, because that's going to be awesome. Oh, hey, speaking about which, I'll get back to video games in a second, but Han Solo movie.
Oh, yeah, did you see the cast?
They released
the cast picture?
They released a photo,
yeah.
A cast picture, yeah. And
the only one I recognized was Donald Glover, who's playing a young...
Donald Glover is playing Lando Calrissian,
a young Lando.
Which is something that people have been wanting to happen for a really long time. So, great.
Also, Chewbacca. I recognize Chewbacca. But I was looking at the pictures, and I could not quite identify which one was going to play Han Solo. There was a dude there who looked like he was like in his late 20s who had like a scruffy-looking... haircut.
That's him.
Yeah.
That's him.
But I don't know.
The other two dudes were the directors.
It's directed by two dudes?
Yeah. Who are also the guys who did the Lego movie?
I haven't seen
you
the Lego
remember
movie.
Remember the Lego movie?
I know. Again, it's like a video game. I know of it, but I haven't seen it. Don't know anything about
it. What about 21 Jump Street?
Are we talking about the TV show from the 80s? No.
No, we were talking about the movie.
The movie? Uh-oh.
Based on the TV show.
I got a call. Hang on a sec.
Okay.
I'm going to have to...
All right. I'm going to talk to Betty while you go and do this thing.
Great. I'll be right there.
Okay.
Bye.
Walking over
All right.
to where
hey,
Betty's at.
Have a conversation with Betty. I'll be back in like 5 minutes.
Yep. Sounds great.
All right. See, I'll be back in
All
five.
Right. Yep. Talk to you soon. So, Betty.
What?
Ben has to do an errand, so I'm talking to you now.
Okay.
Are you cutting your fingers with scissors?
No.
What are you doing with the scissors and your fingers?
Nothing. I'm holding the scissors with my fingers. That's what I'm doing.
Okay. And then you're just, I see. Is that glue on your fingers that you're trying to get off?
Yeah.
But you're not trying to get the glue off your fingers with the scissors?
Yes.
Okay, good talk.
Mm-hmm.
When you play Overwatch,
mm-hmm.
who do you like playing?
D.Va.
D.Va is...
She has a freaking mech.
Yeah, okay, that would be a good reason.
And then when the mech dies, when your thing is charged up, you can call it back. But if your mech's still there, then you can, like, explode it. But you can also call it back, too.
Aha. So, do you play any other characters besides D.Va?
Yeah. I usually play tanks.
Like who are the tanks in that?
Reinhardt, the one girl that I can't remember the name of, yeah. I also play Bastion, who is a defense hero, but he can also be classified as a tank because he turns into a literal tank.
Yeah,
sometimes.
It is funny that the tank isn't a tank.
Yes.
And now I'm going to eat some of your goldfish.
No!
I have some here.
Dang it.
Haha.
Who do you like playing?
I like playing Sombra. That's my favorite. Oh, Sombra means shadow. So a sombrero
It's a shadow hat.
Sombrero.
Maybe it's because like it can, it has a big rim. So
It shades you.
Illuminati confirmed.
Yeah, that's really great. We happen to have a sombrero here in the house.
It's in my room.
That's right. It is your sombrero. I think sombreros are great. Hmm. What's that?
Your forehead.
You're feeling around for my horn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on.
Where is it?
All right. Check this out.
Mm-hmm.
Give me your finger.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Yeah, you feel that?
So, yeah, it's right there.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
It's not a big horn. It's a small one.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's classified as a horn because it isn't really made out of, like it isn't, like, protruding from your head.
Hey, I'm back.
It is protruding from my head.
But not, like...
Hey, Ben. So, Betty says that that my head protrusion is not big enough to be considered a horn.
It's more
she's an expert on horns, is she?
It's a bump.
She says it's more like a bump.
It's a bump. Gotcha.
I've got a head bump.
It's a baby horn.
Yeah, baby horn.
No, it. No.
A baby horn is what you throw around your bedside so that you can't be snuck up on by a baby.
No.
That's what I put around my house to baby-proof it.
No, it.
To keep all the babies out.
It isn't anything. Oh. It's just a little bump. It's not a horn in any way possible.
I don't think she likes the idea of you having a
horn. It's a micro horn.
It's not a horn!
All right. We'll see.
Famous last words.
Exactly. So, I don't know, man. Things are going pretty fast here in,
Missouri? Illinois?
No. The United States of America.
Oh,
things are changing pretty rapidly.
Yeah.
And I don't know, man. I don't know if they're going to... I mean... They're going to get back to something probably eventually, but are they ever going to get back to where they were? Probably not. We've entered a new stage.
I just saw a headline today. This is former Speaker of the House John Boehner says that the Republicans will not actually repeal and replace Obamacare.
Really?
And it's interesting watching all the backlash from the congressional representatives who go to their home states and have town halls. And the people there are just angry and upset. And it's fun watching the right-wing commentators talk about these paid protesters and... These professional organizers who are orchestrating this, and these ugly town halls aren't actually representative of real America. And it's funny because you see protests from the left wing, right? You see the Women's March. There were a bunch of handmade signs, right? All handmade signs. And then, I saw a picture of a pro-Trump rally. Somewhere.
Yes, I remember that.
And
I saw footage from it.
Professionally produced signs. Like, they were printed at a sign shop.
There were also very few people.
Yeah, very few people.
Fewer people.
So I'm like, who's...
Now...
Which one's being paid? The ones with the cardboard signs or the ones that had their signs printed for them?
Now, this is an interesting thing because I had not heard the name George Soros... Until told that name by a right wing.
Yeah, he's a bad
acquaintance
guy
of mine.
It's right wing.
He's a boogeyman.
Yeah,
kind of.
He's kind of
and
like
it's
the,
funny
the,
because
the right's version of the Koch brothers.
Yeah, he really is. The interesting thing is that I know a lot of people who go to protests.
Yeah,
and they aren't doing it for money. So I don't know where the only thing I can think of, like, if you drill down into it, right?
Yeah.
If anyone is getting paid, it would be the people that are actually doing the organizing. You know what I mean? Who that, like the people who are making the flyers and putting them up places, right, and stuff like that.
Organizations like MoveOn.org, whose mission it is to do that exact sort of thing.
I mean, there are people who say, well, you can see the ads on Craigslist. And I thought back, and there are ads that'll go up, like, I remember an ad like, you know, earn money by fighting, and then whoever the right wing bad guy was at the time. And it turns out that what those things are, organizing for like union places and stuff like that. Canvassers. They're hiring canvassers. They're not necessarily hiring protesters as much as they're hiring people to... It's like a poster giant or whoever.
Yeah, but that's not the narrative that the right wing is using to dismiss the uprising.
That is correct.
And, you know, it's the exact same thing that happened in 2009 after Obama was elected. All these Tea Partiers started rising up, and the left-wing media said, you know, claimed that they were paid protesters.
Yeah, so. And I don't know. I mean, people...
It just started snowing.
People
here.
put their own brain in other people, if that makes sense. Like, someone who can't comprehend spending, you know, their time protesting something, if they aren't getting paid, will assume that those people got paid.
Yeah.
Why else would they be doing it?
If
they aren't getting paid?
I gotta tell you, the next time I go protest, I'm gonna submit an invoice.
Yeah, you know, I've only been to, like, two protests. I spoke through a megaphone once, and the person wasn't sure if they would give... it was during a protest of the Gap.
What?
And I said, can I use your megaphone if I promise to say something bad about the Gap? And they said yes. This was in the late 90s. So I said... all your base are belong to us.
Very topical from the 90s.
Don't shop at the Gap. That was what happened.
Right.
And I have shopped at the Gap since. and the reason that I went to the Gap was because I believe Soul Coughing did a Fall into the Gap commercial.
They did? I don't think so.
I believe they did. Or someone pretending to be Soul Coughing. Their music, not the people.
Oh, so the Gap bought a Soul Coughing song?
If it's what I think, the Gap may have even... Well, because it's fall into the Gap, fall into the Gap, fall into the, fall into the Gap, fall into the Gap, fall in... It sounds like them.
Interesting.
If it's not them, they got ripped off.
I'll have to look it up after we're done, because yep. You know, we're not
because
allowed to.
We're still keeping it wrong, keeping it everybody. Wrong. It is totally true. So, good news. I think I might have complained to you that Fitz's root beer now has phenylalanine, or however you pronounce it, in it.
Has what
instead of sucralose?
Some sort of fake sugar.
Yeah. Sucralose is the fake sugar that I like.
Okay.
Phenylalanine is a kind that I don't like.
Can you taste the difference? Or do you just know because you looked at the ingredient
Big
list?
Big time.
It does have a different taste.
It does have a different taste. Okay. I also look at the ingredient list.
I know you do. I've been shopping with you.
Yeah. Oh, I always look at the ingredients, Ben. Which is funny because, you know, how much do I trust anything?
Yeah, like they're going to tell you what's really in that processed food.
Yeah. Oh, Ben, I've already, I think, mentioned this to you, that time
herb?
Period, right? We're not talking about, you know, hour to hour, minute to minute, but time period.
Oh, okay.
Is totally based on a couple of things: fashion and media and technology. Those three things. And if you can adjust all three of them, you can basically put somebody in the future or take them back in time. Like, there was a guy who our friend Stephen McCandless knows, and Stephen would probably even be able to state who this guy was, who was setting up webcams for some sort of a bike race. This was in the 90s, I think. 90s or early 2000. And he had what looked like, it wasn't an iPhone, this was before the iPhone came out, but he had a touchscreen phone.
In the 90s.
That he was, yeah, that in the late 90s, that he was using at the table. It was kind of, it looked almost oval to me. Oval shaped, and he was running up and down characters with his thumb. And it was a prototype of something. Steven will probably be able to tell you more about it.
All right, Steven. So to email us at bensemail@yahoo.com@gmail.com and tell us what Paul's talking about.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to name the friend, Steven. But I think you were there when he had the device. But it looked like the future, is what I'm saying.
Right.
So yeah, all you got to do, put some people in some crazy jumpsuits, give them something that, it doesn't even have to be like super futuristic, it just has to be different. Oh, look. Prime cat sounds, Ben.
What?
Our viewers are going to hear these prime cat sounds. My cat is here.
Our viewers.
And I am petting her. And she, oh, did I say viewers? I meant listeners.
There's a, well, for also those of you listening at home, as we're recording this, oh, it's about, you know, it's about 4:59 on Thursday. I can see out of my window blue sky, not completely blue, but it's, you know, it's mostly blue, but it's snowing. It just started snowing.
What?
I'm not claiming.
That's crazy.
I'm not claiming it's snowing out of the blue sky. I'm claiming from my perspective. You know, the snow clouds are right above me. I just can't see them. But I can see the patch of blue way over there.
You know, interestingly enough, I live in Illinois, as we have stated.
Yep.
And it was in the late 60s today. Maybe.
That was
even
a Make America Great Again. Late 50s.
Sorry. In the high 60s. Sorry. Maybe even early, god dang it.
Wait, you were, it was in the high 70s?
High 60s, low 70s, yep.
Wow.
It was in the 70s this week already.
Wow. It's going to be a hot summer, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, probably so. although it's going to be 45 this weekend.
Yeah.
Here.
I was
It's crazy biz.
At the beginning of this winter, I was promised that Seattle was going to get inundated with at least one, maybe two big snowstorms. We've had like one evening of snowfall, that's it, and it wasn't really all that much.
Now snow, Ben.
Well, you know, it's probably nothing. It's the kind of snow where you have to, like, concentrate and look at, like, a light and see, oh, yeah, okay, there's a flake. There's another flake.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's not like a winter wonderland. In fact, it's probably not even going to snow anymore. But I kind of, you know, I liked the snowpocalypse. Back in 2008, we had, like, a week where it just kept snowing. It was pretty awesome.
Oh, hey, by the way. I want to suggest something to you.
What's that?
Look up on the internet the tigers who took down a drone, if you haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it, but I did see it posted. I just didn't watch it.
Well, here's the thing. It's going to look weird to you, and I couldn't figure out why, and then I realized it's because there are a bunch of tigers. And tigers normally don't hang out together that much. So Pride of lions is one thing, but a whole bunch of tigers running after something is crazy.
Well, they're basically just big cats, you know? So they, yeah, they like chasing things.
Oh, yeah. There's another one where some meat is shot out of a cannon or something. I don't know. Or maybe it's just tossed into the air. But the height that the tiger reaches to get it is proportionately as high as my cat can jump. Tigers can jump.
Yeah.
Super high in the air.
I've seen pictures of tigers, like, just their vertical is intense.
That is
what I gotta say.
So, all right, Ben. It looks like it's time for us to say goodbye. We already called Betty.
We already had a time. All right, so cool. Hey, good talk.
Good talk.
Sorry that I had to step away from the desk.
What'd you say, Betty? Oh, Betty yelled, keep it wrong already. Keep it wrong, Betty.
Keep it wrong.
Hey, Ben, keep it wrong.
Keep it wrong, Paul.
All right, man.
All right, take care.
Yeah, yeah. Talk to you later.
Yep. Bye.
Okay, so turning it off. Here I go.
Here I go. Here I go. Here I go again.
What's my weakness, man? We could do the whole thing if we only
knew the words.
We should, but we don't know the words. And that makes all the difference. Yes. All right, Ben.
See you later, Paul.
I was supposed to hang out. Yeah, all right, bye. See ya. Okay, so... Oh, it's still recording. How do I stop it?